item number 7 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to enter into a lease agreement with the Rock Sports Complex, LLC, for that portion of the Root River Parkway South, commonly known as Crystal Ridge, to allow for the construction, endowment, maintenance, and operation of athletic fields and related amenities. This item was also before the Committee on Economic and Community Development. The committee voted 3-2 to approve the item as amended.
Mr. Kuglich, Mr. Haley, welcome.
Chairman, committee members, good morning. My name is Paul Kuglich. I'm the Contract Services Officer for the Parks Department. This item has been before you previously as information. The Rock Sports Complex approached the department earlier this year with a proposal to transform what is now a landfill, commonly known as Crystal Ridge, into a state-of-the-art athletic complex hosting baseball fields and softball fields. To speak to this today is going to be Mr. Kevin Haley, landscape architect from the Parks Department, as well as Mr. Zimmerman, the operator, is also in attendance if you have any questions for him.
Mr. Haley?
Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. This was before you in June for informational purposes. We're going to try to give you a quick reorientation so that all of this is fresh in your mind and are then prepared to answer any questions. Crystal Ridge is one of our park facilities. It's not a park per se, but it's a part of the Root River Parkway. The picture on the screen right now is, I would say, a fairly good representation of what the site looks today. It's a landfill, a dump, if you will, going back approximately 30 years. It has been capped and closed, is no longer taking active garbage and debris, and we have been operating a ski hill on it for about 30 years. What you see is the graded condition. All of this grading has been done to standards accepted by the DNR. Here's the ski hill itself, which is a big pile of earth and fill that was brought in to the site. Actually, the area underneath the hill is one of the few areas that does not have garbage underneath it. But all of these areas is very typical of the area surrounding the hill itself. It represents approximately 140 acres of land. So it's very high topographically. If we take a look at the big picture here, everything that you see in green is parkland. It's located pretty much geographically central. What we have is South 76th Street, south of the Southridge Mall, right here, Rawson Avenue running east to west, and Loomis Road, Highway 36, that cuts through at an angle. So this is an intersection of major streets in the area. This is the parcel we're talking about currently, again, about 140 acres. You see it sits in a very nice context of residential development, commercial development, and all this wonderful parkway. Surrounding areas include the Whitnall Park Golf Course, the Ware Nature Center, the bulk of Whitnall Park throughout here, Berner Botanical Gardens up on the north end, and then as we get east of 92nd Street here, we have the Root River Parkway, the roadway, and the river complex that runs through there. Our first mountain bike trail, the Alpha Mountain Bike Trail, is located here on the east side of 76th Street, and it meanders throughout this area, makes connections to Crystal Ridge. Mangan Woods is a high-quality natural area, large mature woodlands. We also have an archery practice area in here, and this area is known as the winter sports area. We have a ice toboggan ride, which is real exciting and something that you can rent toboggans and utilize in the winter. So there's also an area for campfires and other gatherings around here. So we've got this wonderful combination of passive and active recreation all happening in the corridor. This area, again, is bounded, is the dump site, if you will. And right here inside of this rectangle is where the ski hill actually is. The slope runs from the top of the hill here down towards the Root River, which meanders through there. All of the surrounding areas are not actually part of the ski hill. They're surrounding land that services it. There's a main access road off of the frontage road called Crystal Ridge Drive. Comes into a paved parking area here. There's a gravel overflow parking area. And it's not very legible here, but there is a chalet, if you will, a place with restrooms, meeting space, concessions, and ski rental facilities. So the existing ski hill sort of operates in this area, and the rest are just supporting natural undeveloped areas. And again, all of the site, with the exception of a small area down here in the south and this, are large quantities of garbage debris that have been buried over years. And they have been capped with large quantities of clay cap and planted to show you basically what we had in the first picture. We're going to zoom in a little bit here, give you a better shot of what's going on. You can start to see the elements. Again, the ski hill in here, the chalet, there's some golf driving opportunities that have there. But you see the Root River, how it meanders through here directly to the north. The dotted red is the parkway itself, which also serves as our Oak Leaf Trail connector through this part of the county and the greater park area. What's before you is a proposal that was brought to us to, in essence, enhance and redevelop this area. What you're looking at is, if you will, the complete build-out, the dream, the vision for how this space could be utilized. And it involves a lot of very diverse active recreational opportunities and the ability to connect with more passive recreational opportunities in the parkway. So, again, here's the area which is the ski hill. Existing chalet is here. The parking areas, for reference, were right about in there. What's being proposed is baseball, softball complexes, a fourplex here, here, some twoplexes, and you'll see various other park amenities that have been would be ultimately built in the facility if this is all approved. So we're looking at a mix of soccer fields, hard surface play areas. There is currently a BMX small bicycle track challenge course on site, which would be integrated with the facility. As I said, it's used for mountain biking. There's a lot of current uses that we want to integrate with it, but the proposal in front of us is to come in and make these significant capital improvements to create these recreational resources. I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't point out the timeliness of this. Again, we've been meeting with the developer since, for the last several months. We were here in May to give you a briefing on where we were going with this. We now have a plan. We have been to the city of Franklin. All of this area, with the exception of the ski hill itself, is located within the city of Franklin. We have met with them. This has been very well received, not only by the city of Franklin, but by Greendale and other surrounding communities. This is seen as an opportunity to provide some really high-quality recreational resources that are missing in this area. Franklin, again, was very receptive to it. We're working with them on zoning and site development issues, figuring out how all this can be made to work, because it is a challenge site. It is a landfill. It's very difficult to construct buildings and infrastructure on it, although there is a way, and we seem to have found a methodology for getting there. So timing is really critical at this point in time, as you can well imagine, in creating athletic facilities like this. We're hoping to have portions of what we're sort of referring to as the first phase, is this complex and some of these fields in here up constructed and available for public use by next spring. So it puts us on a very tight timeline in terms of getting all the approvals we need, getting construction started, and if you will, getting grass to grow and be strong enough that this facility could actually be used in spring. So there is a very tight window to try to get these things done. Again, we'd be focusing with the major development here on the east side. Ultimately, there would be subsequent phases where these improvements would come in. I guess what I can say as to staging is the lease that's before you for approval basically says that any and all development, not just the first phase, but any subsequent phases, additional things that may come forward in the past, come to the county for complete review from an engineering perspective, from a land use perspective, and to ensure that, in fact, funding is in place to not only start but complete the facility and operate. I think we've got a really strong lease that covers all of those issues. And we'll just talk real briefly about some of the things that are going on the site currently and that we'd like to continue with there. Certainly, the downhill skiing is a great opportunity. There aren't many places around here in southeastern Wisconsin to do that. Ski racing as well. Snowboarding has become very popular out there. The new facility would support youth baseball clinics, practices, league games, and regional tournaments. That's part of what you're seeing here, is this is a significant facility that could support tournament play. female fast pitch clinics, practice, league games, regional tournaments, youth adult programming, soccer, lacrosse. You can get the feel that we're really looking at a diverse system of uses out here. Men's hardball practices, leagues, co-ed softball, continue the mountain biking experience, BMX. We've got walking, nature paths. Ultimately, we'd like to see the Oak Leaf Trail connected through this facility as part of our larger system-wide network. And I guess that's, in a nutshell, what's being proposed. We have an agreement that's been negotiated, and Paul can certainly answer any specific questions on that. If you have questions about the site, previous uses existing, I'd be glad to address those as well.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you could go back a slide to the map that you had up on the wall, please. I'm just curious, what have the homeowners in this area and in the far corner there said? I know you did like some public hearings or collecting information from the community as a whole, but I'm concerned what those specific homeowners have said, because I know if that was my backyard right here, that's awfully close to a house to have someone playing soccer, playing sports, and having hearing going on. If you bought your house or built your house with the intention of being a little bit out of the noise, Rob.
Mr. Chairman, I can address that. It is a concern of ours. Obviously, when we develop anything in the park system, the neighbors are the first ones that always come out either to support it or ask questions about it. It is our intention. This has been through a couple of preliminary meetings at the City of Franklin to talk about land use and how it fits. You've nailed it in that this is an area that's really surrounded by roads or natural uses, and the only residential impacts would be to this small subdivision right here, and then these houses on the east side of 76th Street. The developers, our partners in this, are planning to have a public information meeting at which they will reach out specifically to these people, show them the plans, what's being proposed, get their feedback, modify the plans as need be. So it's been out there in the public. They know what we're doing. The preliminary discussions at Franklin have been had, but it is our intention to actually be proactive once we get the nod to move ahead on this development and reach out to these people so that we can hear what any of their concerns are. And just, if I just might, that would be the second phase. So what we're trying to move ahead with is sort of this development here, and then as those facilities are completed, we'd be moving into that. So we've got a little bit more time in terms of figuring out exactly what the mix in this area is.
So just to clarify, you've had meetings that may have been public noticed or at the city with the city, but no one has gone door to door to these residents to alert them that this plan is on the table?
That's true. They are aware that it is out there. The alderman from the City of Franklin, who represents the area, has had discussions with them all. They have been neighbors of ours for many years. We get calls and concerns with anything that happens that's out of the ordinary out there, and it is our intention to reach out to them and embrace them and try to make a way that this can move forward and not cause them the sort of grief you're thinking of.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We just didn't want to get too far ahead of the game here.
Thank you. Other questions by committee members? Yeah. We'd like to hear from Marty Weigel, who filled out a card and would like to address issues involved in this particular item.
Kevin, could you go back to the first slide you had with the children? The very first one.
That one?
Yeah. Is that what I think it is? You know what that picture's from?
That looks like a work day.
Yeah. It was the one we were training park staff on sustainable trail design. Thank you to the committee. My name's Marty Weigel. I gave handouts to everybody here. There's a two-page letter of interest, and then there's a 14-page document. A little background on this. I'm a volunteer. I'm a small business owner in West Dallas. I'm a mountain bike advocate. Our group, Metro Mountain Bikers, has been working as volunteers for 12 years with your county parks in a very close way. We've been developing sustainable trails around the county. That photo actually is from a trail training that we hosted at our expense to train local park staff, our county park staff, state DNR, Waukesha County was there, where we trained parks employees on sustainable trails, and that was at Crystal Ridge. We've been mountain biking there for, I think, since Sue Black came in, almost. So is that 12 years, 8 years? Okay. If you look at my card, I I checked up. I'm speaking in favor of this bicycle plan. It's a wonderful idea. It should go forward. It's a great use for the property. We've always been assured by park staff that our mountain bike use has a place there in the future. The problem that we're having is the rapidity with which this thing is going forward. We just heard about it in May. We had planned on developing a new model bike, called a bike park. There isn't one in Wisconsin yet. There will be several in Wisconsin in 5 or 10 years. We have an opportunity here to create something unique in partnership with the baseball park operator, but it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of planning. That 14-page document that you have is not a plan. I don't want anybody to be confused about that. We didn't have time to develop a plan. We brought in a consultant from Colorado, someone who has an excellent background on this, in these things. And if you look at the title, it's Opportunities and Constraints. That's what we're dealing with right here. And in this very short time frame, that's all we could do. He was here, visited on site last week, Thursday and Friday. He got me this document yesterday afternoon it came in my email. Our work group worked on it for 3 hours last night, coming up with our ideas and our issues. I'm essentially handing the document over to you guys unedited as it came from Scott Lindenberger. We believe we can work with Parks, the Parks Department, as we have in the past, and we believe that we can work with Mr. Zimmerman in his baseball plan, but there's still a lot of work to be done. We have a couple issues that really concern us. These bike parks are often operated by communities, municipalities, counties, states, because their recreational immunity is greater than private individuals. If this is operated by a private individual or corporation, his insurance costs may be prohibitive. And we'd hate to go through the process of raising $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 in the community to develop this and suddenly find we're at a point where it doesn't make sense economically for the operator to continue operating. The model could be free and open to public. The model could be $10 a day to use it. We could certainly make it that interesting. Wisconsin has a very long and deep cycling history. I think I might have mentioned it actually in this committee. Our Wisconsin's bicycling, we, like no other state, are bike fanatics. It's our dairy industry we can thank for that, because they paved the side roads before Iowa did and Illinois did and all that. We have Trek here in Wisconsin. We have a couple other big bike manufacturers. There's a lot of energy to tap into to make this happen. Again, I'm speaking in favor of the bike plan. I looked at the lease online real quick in the management agreement. We're not actually in there. So we're trusting Kevin Haley. We're trusting Sue Black. And we're trusting you that you say that we have a future there. And we'd like to see our future grow there, not just be essentially the cross-country trails that we have there now, but an opportunity for people of all ages to find something new in their community in cycling. If you're only going to take a look at a couple things, and I will make sure that you all get e-versions of all these documents later this afternoon, on that the two-page letter, there's two links in the second paragraph. One is about Valmont bike parks, and the other one is a YouTube with this little YouTube thing. If you're only going to click on two links in all the documents, take a look at that. That's what we could have here in our community. Again, I'm a volunteer. I have no money. Well, I do have money invested in this because, you know, gasoline and tools and all that stuff. But our club, I personally have hundreds of hours. Our club has thousands of hours invested in these trails there. And we'd like to see our future there. We're counting on you guys to do, you know, we're trusting you. We're trusting, as I said, we work with Kevin Haley, Sue Black, Guy Smith. Everybody says we have a future there. I don't see it in writing. I guess that's our nervousness in this. So I'd gladly answer any questions.
I think we have one from Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, let me first acknowledge Marty Weigel has done a yeoman's job as a volunteer for the Parks Department Trails Committee. Marty has been very, very active, and we thank you for that. We do. Marty didn't mention that he's on the West Dallas Common Council, so it's Alderman Weigel.
Not today, it is.
Well, you're still elected official. Yeah. Okay. And I know that Alderman Weigel probably greatly appreciates getting materials ahead of time before the committee meets, and I recognize that you just got this yesterday afternoon, so I want to just state that in fairness to our staff and the committee members, obviously we'd like to get this material as soon as possible, and I know that in your capacity on the council, I'm sure you can appreciate that. I have a question in regards, you know, the focus has been on development with the soccer fields and concessions and that kind of stuff. And I've personally been out and seen some of the bike races and that kind of thing. And I think that they can all coexist, but I haven't heard from Mr. Zimmerman how exactly all of a sudden, you know, it seems like the focus has changed from soccer and baseball to biking. There's a lot of land out there, I recognize, but I'd like to hear from the developer at least what his thoughts are on this.
Mr. Zimmerman, would you introduce yourself? We have a listening audience out there as well.
Great. Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. My name is Michael Zimmerman. I'm the developer. But I think just before I get to Marty's point, I just maybe give some context to the project, if that's okay.
Sure.
So in terms of background, I've been pretty fortunate. I've got six businesses that I've built from scratch. And they're primarily healthcare businesses. So for me, this venture is a way to give back to the community. And I live in Franklin. I'm a Franklin resident. So I literally am about five blocks. So on my way to work every day, I pass Crystal Ridge. And what you don't see here, where these are nice maps, you know, I guess from my perspective, it is a bit of an eyesore. And there's a great opportunity to sort of transform this previous landfill. And even, I would say, the ski hill operation is not kept into the kept up to the best standards. So it's an opportunity to really kind of turn this into a jewel. So for me, this is very much an opportunity to give back to the community. And I'm putting $3 million of my own money in that. It's an opportunity to for me to pursue my passions, which are baseball and skiing. I mean, while I like healthcare, I prefer to be out in the baseball field. So I think that gives context to this project. But we're also going to run it like a business. I think that's a really, you know, strong principle in all of this. The other things that I've learned when I've created some of these other businesses is in healthcare, I've created strategic partnerships with hospitals and the communities that they serve. So what's unique, and we didn't talk about it, but what's, I think, unique about this relationship is it's a strategic partnership with Milwaukee County Parks and Recs. And when I say strategic partnership, I mean it's about aligned economic incentives, which, you know, is also about usage, and we talk about giving back to the community. It's really, you know, trying to motivate and get us all on the same page in terms of running it. Still running it like a business, but also, you know, applying the mission that I think sits within Milwaukee County Parks and Rec. So with that being said, I haven't seen the bike plan. This is the first time I saw it. And biking is a piece of it. But the vision for this is to build a state-of-the-art multi-use sports complex. You know, we talk about baseball. There's baseball on that. There's softball. And these fields will be synthetic fields, which will attract people from, you know, all over. We estimate that it's anywhere between a 200 to 500 mile radius of this will be, you know, if we build this thing right, it'll be the best sports complex in that radius. So while our strategic plan talks about baseball and softball, this is about a lot more than that. It's about continuing skiing operations and having a strategic relationship with the Mountain Biking Association. So we don't, you know, what that specifically looks like, we have to have discussions, but it's definitely part of our intent. And Marty and I have had a few discussions in terms of what that can look like and feel like, but that I think adds context to kind of what this project is all about. And I think it's a unique opportunity. I mean, I'm putting $3 million of my own money in this, and hopefully I can get the city of Franklin to match that. But if not, this project will still work out to be a great, great thing for the community.
Supervisor Borkowski, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Let me first start off by saying that kudos and compliments to you. You know, people have mentioned about, well, is this the best deal the county could get? I've heard other things. The bottom line is that you and you alone are taking the risk, and so you and you alone should get the reward. So you have the courage, and we want to acknowledge that. So I'm not here to
to be the wet blanket, if you will, and I'm happy that you can work with Marty and his group to make it all synergized. And this is not necessarily a question for you, but I will ask Parks to talk about it, and I have been a broken record on this comment and statement, and that is that just north of the facility is the Timberwolf farm, who I think they have like five wolves still left out of maybe 10 or 11, and like all of us, they're getting older, and I'm not sure how much longer they're going to be around, but...
Right, not to personalize it.
Thank you. not all of us
they, older. They like members of the county board. But anyways, they are very sensitive. They, the wolves, and the board, and the proprietor, a lady by the name of Nancy Dowling. When we've had activities during the summer, for instance, the mountain biking, where there's been amplification of noise or whatever, and it affects these animals. Now, I'm not telling you to change everything for five wolves, but my point is that we have to be cognizant that they are there, and that we need to do everything in our power to, in essence, protect that area, if you will. And I know that you acknowledge that, but if I could ask Mr. Chairman and someone from Parks to also, for the record, state that, so that I know that I've gotten some calls from board members from the Timberwolves that are very, very concerned, and I've had this discussion with Parks people, but I want to hear it again that there's a commitment from Parks to be cognizant that they're down there.
Jump ball. Mr. Kugler.
Chairman, committee members, thank you very much. Supervisor, you did share your concern with us, and I've reached out to Nancy. I called her earlier this week. We haven't been able to touch base. But we do know that the wolves in particular, I visited there myself with my own children. It's a fantastic little site, preservation site. But in the in the development design that you see with the athletic fields, they are fairly substantially apart from where the preserve is, albeit we're thinking of having a walking path for the public access to go around the site so all the viewers can take it in. But as far as Nancy's concerned, we'll definitely keep reaching out to her. We haven't connected, but the phone calls have been made, and we'll definitely have a conversation with her in that regard.
Thank you.
Right.
Other committee members, Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While we got Mr. Kugelich here, first, I'm very supportive of the of this proposal, along with Supervisor Taylor, who is the alderman and the president of the Common Council in Franklin, and I think some of our colleagues had mentioned how the surrounding residents feel. I've reached out to the Greendale residents, which are in my district, and the Franklin ones, and I haven't really had any negative feedback. Everybody seems positive on there, on the idea. So I'd like to move approval to make a motion that we concur with ECD.
Thank you.
Excuse me. But Mr. Weigel brings up an important point, I think, in that, you know, trusting that we're going to get something accomplished, you know, and it's not to question anybody's integrity, but, you know, personnel changes over time and ownership changes over time, and sometimes agreements can be forgotten in those situations. And I know when we just recently did the, over at Mitchell Park, we did a public-private arrangement over there, and we actually had written into that
Journey House,
that's what I was looking for, thank you. We actually had written in there terms of public usage and in setting aside public usage. And I think that, you know, probably Mr. Weigel's concerns flow along those lines, because the mountain bikers, this sounds like it's more of a public usage type component to this whole project, which I think is important. Is there a way in this rather lengthy agreement that you have provided us with, I mean, do we have something in there to enforce or ensure that not only an agreement is going to be reached by the parties involved today, but, you know, 15, 20 years from now, that agreement is still protected with what you have here?
I can answer that, I think, in two respects, Chairman, committee members. One, in the plans, in the lease agreement, there's a prospective expansion of the mountain biking trail on the northwest side of the facility. That will be open to the public at all times. The site itself will remain open to the public at all times. The only things that will be, I guess I'll say for lack of a better term, protected would be those exact same things that the park itself would protect if it would be developing such a project. That would be the athletic, the turf, the artificial turf in the ball diamonds. The rest of the space, Crystal Ridge, for all intents and purposes, will remain open and accessible. Even the expanded paths, whether they be bike paths, the walking paths, the expansion of the Oak Leaf Trail. So that's in part one. Two, the county has access to use the facility at a minimum of one day a week, Monday through Thursday, at our discretion. So we can have our own programming taking place at the facility. We can open the facility to the general public if we want to. So one day a week at a minimum, we're allowed that. If the opportunity exists, it could be greater. So in both of those cases, I think that might address your question, I hope.
So there's nothing really in this agreement that's going to prevent the Parks Department from working with
No.
Weigel's group or any other group for that matter that would want to try to do something here?
Well, we would do it all in coordination, of course, with the Rock Sports Complex LLC, who is going to be the operator of the site. All of the improvements are going to be the property of Milwaukee County, and then we're going to essentially allow Mr. Zimmerman's operation to control the site.
Okay. And Mr. Zimmerman, your intention is to cooperate to the greatest extent possible to make sure that, again, Mr. Weigel's group is accommodated and the other things that the Parks Department envisions in this whole site?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Other questions by committee members? We have a motion to concur with the recommendation of the Economic Development Committee. If there is no further discussion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Supervisors.